Welcome to Heathen on the Hedge. This is a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. My name is Merlin.
And I'm Shay. And today we have a special guest who I'd like to introduce. We have Nancy Hayes today from Astrology and Angel Mediums. She is an intuitive practitioner and a wonderful friend of mine. Welcome.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you here. It's been really cool to like start this podcast and just kind of get to dig our nails into like all of the really nitty gritty cool things that we are really interested in. And so on Witchy Wednesdays, it's really fun for us to just be able to talk about, you know, divination and witchcraft and the whole nine. So we wanted to just have you on today and hopefully have you on a couple more times, you know, just to talk about all the things that you do, because you're just such a really, I like to say, experienced reader. Yeah.
No, thank you so much for bringing me on and just including me in this. And I'm excited to see where this goes and sharing not just the things I've learned, but also things that I find fascinating with others.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really nice to have you. So we wanted to just kind of have you, you know, talk a little bit about yourself. We had a couple of questions, of course, just to be more directed, but kind of explain to everyone what it is that you do, what, you know, astrology and angel mediums is all about, and just kind of like what that is for you.
Okay. Well, I call myself an intuitive practitioner because I kind of blend different things together. So I do readings, I do healing sessions. I like to share not just what I've learned along the way, but also things from my culture. I'm, you know, Hispanic, Mexican, actually. And so just different things that have really assisted me along the way with like different curanderismo, which is, you know, healing, and just really kind of bringing all of that together. So I like to really help other people on their path and kind of discover that they are also capable of doing magic themselves.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's not just about the tools. It's also about that belief that you can do this yourself. And I really like to empower others with that.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Actually, one of our questions that we had for you was, can anybody do this? Can anyone be a medium or do like, you know, readings, or is it something, you know, that you have to, you know, I mean, obviously we have to practice, but but can anyone do it? Is it something that everyone's capable of, or are there signs to know that you have these abilities?
I think that it's like a muscle. So
yeah,
we all have the ability to strengthen with use and with practice and become stronger. So I feel that mediumship or even just using your intuition, whether that's with a tool or without a tool, is really, as long as you take a personal approach in the sense of really understanding that it's going to take time, that you have to be patient with yourself, and also just being receptive to how your intuition works for you. Yeah. I think that's really like the main takeaway that I hope a lot of people get, as far as, you know, not thinking, oh, I can only trust this one person because their lineage or, things of like that. And yes, I feel like just, you know, genetically, all of us are predisposed to being not just physical beings, but also spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of stardust in physical form. And I feel that a lot of us, we just need to kind of open up to the possibility that we are also capable of doing these things, and just finding the way that works for us as individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And so go ahead.
How would you like suggest like somebody like develop, like if they think that they may have abilities or if it's something they would want to work on?
I am a big proponent of using free resources. So, you know, I use the local library. I read everything and anything on any subject that I find interesting. And especially with mediumship, there's so much information out there. So I tell people to just kind of get out there and figure out what works for them. You know, even like what I post now with like the reels and stuff on TikTok where I do like intuitive practice or like intuition test. And I think that it kind of helps you understand either how your intuition speaks to you or if you're like, okay, this sort of mediumship doesn't work for me. So maybe there's something else. So there's a lot of really wonderful information out there. And I think the biggest thing that we need to really be aware of is finding what works for us. It's just like a diet, you know, just like, you know, the other things that we are interested in. So find what works for you.
What are spirit guides and how would you say they differ from other types of spirits?
I feel like spirit guides are more of like the sorts that we would want to work with. It's almost like a physical trainer in a sense. They're like there to kind of direct you, help you. And spirits are more of like the passing kind of audience that we have around us in a sense. So like people you would see in a crowd, they're not always attached to you directly. They could just be part of like where you are. They could be, you know, kind of attached to somebody else. So I find that spirit guides can be either, you know, ancestral. Mm-hmm. They can be, you know, something not of this realm. They can be animals. They can be fairies. It just really depends on what your belief is and, mm-hmm. and what kind of magic you like to work. Mm-hmm. I have found that a lot of my spirit guides are even, you know, what some people would call like the higher kind of ascended masters in a sense or whatever. So like archangels, things like that. So I think it's really about like what you feel connected to, just like some people use the Lua or Orishas. And those are their guides. And so I think it's very much a cultural influence as well as like deities that maybe you like to work with. Mm-hmm. So for me, culturally, I like to work with Santa Muerte, but that doesn't mean that she's like a closed practice to someone who isn't of Hispanic descent. So to me, it's more of just who do you have that connection with and who's actually working with you.
Right. Okay. Very cool.
How do you receive information from your spirit guides? Like what's your...
I have a lot of different clairs. So the clairs basically is just, it just means clear in French. For those that are kind of like, I don't know where this word is coming from. It's not an éclair.
Right.
delicious. But so like I have clairsentience, which is just clear feeling, clairaudience, which is clear hearing, clairvoyance, which is clear seeing, and claircognizance. So I tend to see what's going to be happening later on. Mm-hmm. My favorite form of divination has always been automatic writing. I am very much a Taurus. so I like the earthly things, the things I can, that are practical, that are tactile. So for me, being able to write really helps me because then it's something concrete that I can validate later on. And I also like to use pendulums and cards. But for the most part, the thing that I use the most is like hearing, sensing, and feeling. And then I just kind of translate what that is on paper for a client.
Okay. That's really cool. Yeah, I know that I was talking to you last week when we were kind of like planning for this episode and we were talking about the automatic writing. So actually that new moon, I attempted to do some automatic writing, which was really interesting for me. And so I know that we kind of talked about how to do it and you really like talked me through it. And it was just really cool to have like a little bit of guidance from you on just that whole technique in general. There's so many different ways that we can connect to, you know, spirits, or really anything, you know, whatever might be out there, I guess, because there's, you know, there's fairies, there's all things, right? So anything that you might want to connect to, there's different ways to do that. And so it's pretty awesome that we get to try these different ways. I felt like, you know, the one thing that I lack is like the seeing, like what is it seeing for you? Like, how do your seeing senses come through? Because I'm always afraid I'm going to see like something like the full materialization of something. And then that's just, my eyes are going to go, nope.
Well, for me, like, even as a young kid, like I would see things and I'd be like, oh, look, blah, blah, blah. And then I would say something and my mom would be like, what the heck are you doing? Like, what is that? Or how do you know these things? And I'd be like, oh, well, this person told me. And I think as I got older, I had a fear of the things that I was seeing or whatever. Yeah. So I've gotten to the point where I've just kind of worked with my guides and kind of say like, hey, don't show me these things. These are like off limit things. Don't show me. Mm-hmm. I would much rather like be told versus like shown. Mm-hmm. So as far as like how my clairvoyance works now, I kind of see almost like either snapshots or like little movies is kind of how guides will show me, especially like if I'm connecting to someone's like spirit guide or, you know, someone from a passed on loved one or something like that. It'll almost be like a little like film that I'm seeing in like my mind of like whatever it is that they're describing. And so I just try to like hurry up and like write all of the details down that I'm like noticing, sense, you know, emotions, this, that, the other, whatever. So
Yeah, so that's really interesting. I was going to say, I like how you said pictures and movies. I find that a lot of my, when I'm seeing something, what was that one that you said is for the future when you're seeing the future?
Claircognizance.
So I feel like I have a lot of that. And mm-hmm. a lot of mine pops up like in my dreaming.
Deja vu feeling, you know?
Yeah, it pops up a lot in my dreaming. I've noticed that I'm not, I don't really sleep. I astral a lot because I wake up tired. and not feeling rested whatsoever. Yeah. I feel like I'm doing a lot of going to the same places or seeing the same things. And then a lot of things will sometimes change a little bit depending on what it is I'm focusing on at the time and things like that. Like I get messages in my dreams. Like how do you feel like, do you ever have dreams? Like your dreams leave you a lot of messages? And how do you feel like you've, do you ever exercise how to remember those things? Because I feel like I
dream journal.
Have a hard time with that. I'll wake up and it's just gone, you know, or I'll kind of have bits and pieces, but not enough to really put together what it was I saw. Mm-hmm. Do you have any good tips for that, or how you do that, or what is it like for you? I want to know.
Yeah. So whenever I first started all of this, because I was so overwhelmed by all of the things that I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on, was dream journals. So as soon as I would wake up, I would just write whatever I could get. Even if it didn't make sense, color, sense, this, that, feelings, anything like that. And then once those things either came to pass or whatever, I could go back and be like, oh, okay, so this is, 6 months ago I had a dream about this and then this happened, so this is what this meant. And so I was able to kind of gather how the information was being left for me, if that makes sense. So it's almost like a breadcrumb, follow the little breadcrumbs to kind of see okay, what were they trying to tell me with this? Or what was it that was significant about this dream? Mm-hmm. Or, what was it that I needed to kind of take away from this so that I would be prepared for the future? And sometimes it was just the most mundane things. It was never something super significant. I think I just recently had a deja vu from something I had dreamt 5 or 6 years ago of being in this house, and I never would have, chosen to live in this house. it was more of just it just popped up. And so we just were let's just take it because we didn't have anywhere else to go during the pandemic. And so it was funny, because, I was seeing the stuff kind of happening that was going on with my dog or whatever. And so it was just weird because everything's set up in a way that I never would have had set up in our old house or whatever. So it was just very interesting to kind of see those things kind of come to pass and just kind of know, it's almost past me getting that little high five of oh, look, we made it.
Exactly.
We're good.
Exactly. And it's kind of strange, I think. That's probably when you said they seem so mundane. I think that's what a lot of when I would try to journal, I would just get frustrated because I'd be like, well, I went to the same place. Mm-hmm. I did the same thing. What am I supposed to get out of this? I don't know what I'm supposed to get out of this.
I think I found in the beginning of realizing that I, was being receiving information in my dreams. It always started out as real mundane things, kind of like you said, working out a muscle.
Yeah.
The spirits of whoever was trying to
Say, hey, you're going to get here.
I had a dream one time about it was just an oddball, bicycle race. Mm-hmm. The next day, riding or driving to work, there was a bicycle race, and I'm like, whoa. I don't know why you showed me that, but that's pretty cool. But that's kind of where it started.
Yeah.
I guess I started opening my mind up to that sort of thing.
Yeah. It always seems kind of little. I mean, I've never had any of my little things really pop out except for once maybe when I was I don't know, in the eighth grade or something. I was sitting at a stoplight and I said to my mom, I was like, hey, I had a dream that I was sitting at this stoplight and there was a car accident. And right when I said that, this accident happened right in front of us. And I go,
oh.
I should probably stop talking. I'm going to stop talking now. Okay, stop talking.
I resonated a lot with that again. When you said snapshots, you'll see snapshots.
Yeah.
We were driving home from Oklahoma City one time and there was a trailer whizzed by us with a bunch of just unstrapped down stuff on it. It was very unsafe, but I got this snapshot of a tire blowing out. And I was I told Shay, I was back off of this thing. That's bad news there.
Yeah.
And we had went through the toll booth. And got on down the road a little bit, and that trailer had a blowout, and shit was strung out all over the highway.
So I guess they can be insignificant, they feel, but they are important when they pop up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
I'm going to go back to, like, when you were saying, like, in the beginning, it can be kind of scary. And, mm-hmm. like, you have to set boundaries with yeah. your spirits. Like, how would you suggest to a beginner, somebody that may be having trouble, like, mm-hmm. wrangling those yeah. visions and things? Yeah. Like,
and I feel like the best thing is literally just kind of, it's like a relationship, absolutely. Like you would in, with any person. And so
yeah.
sometimes those boundaries are easy, sometimes they're difficult. Mm-hmm. And so it, I think eventually you either get fed up enough to where you're like, that's enough, stop that, knock it off.
Yeah.
And like I had, you know, talked with Shay where I was like, it's like an antenna, you know, so it's up yeah. to us to kind of register how loud do we want this volume mm-hmm. set? Do we want it all the way turned on to where we cannot function as like a normal person? And I've had to have like those discussions with my guides where I'm like, hey, as much as you may see me as just spiritual, I'm still human. I mm-hmm. still have children to raise. I still have dinner to cook. I still have yeah. to go to the grocery store. Yeah, I still have my mundane life that I still have to make sure is being taken care of. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
I've gotten to the point where I was like, only show me things that are significant where I can actually make a change. Mm-hmm. And that really just made a really big difference because then I'm not at the grocery store feeling, you know, someone's dead grandma that, you know, wants to tell them right, sorry right, or whatever.
Too. Oh my gosh, yes. So like, I like that you said that. Yeah.
So it's gotten a lot easier for me to be able to, you know, just go through my day-to-day life. And yeah. so I'm only getting the like, hey, this is a super red flag. You need to mm-hmm. intervene or yeah. your message will be well received. Because again, right. you know, not everyone is going to receive you the way that you are meant to be received. And that can be very challenging, especially yeah. for someone who's very empathetic or very sensitive to other people's energies, because then most of us, what we're going to do is we're going to shut down. Mm-hmm. And then to me, that's a huge disservice to not use your gift at all,
for sure.
Versus finding the people that are going to receive you, that need to hear your message, that want to, you know, hear what's going on. Because again, you never know what those messages may do to someone's heart and as far as like where their yeah. healing is.
Yeah.
So that's why I've gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, if something's not going to be well received, don't give it to me. Like, give it to the right person that maybe, you know, needs to give it to that person. So it's helped me to be a lot more discerning, and that's why, you know, I tell people like the right clients will find me and like the right people will resonate with like the things that I post or the things that I share. And that's how I know that my guides are bringing the right people to me that want to hear the stuff that I want to share with them, or that, you know, their guides have to share for them, that I'm kind of just like the cell phone. I can just kind of give yeah. them the information. So I think just having like those boundaries and establishing that whenever you feel ready to, like mm-hmm. once you feel like you've had that relationship with your guides, as far as like, hey, like, don't show me, you know, things that are very graphic or things that are, you know, along this yeah. thing. Cause for a long time, it did make my life very difficult to, and I became a super hermit, and I'm already kind of a hermit anyways, yeah. but I was like a super hermit where I literally was like, I can't go anywhere because I would just be bombarded. And it's yeah. like, not just what we're seeing, not just the regular physical world, but also energetically. And yeah. I would just come home drained, and yes. I'd have to kind of tell my guides like, hey, I still have a human life.
Right, right. Like, no, I really like that you said that, that you can put up those boundaries with them, because mm-hmm. I don't think that that's something I really ever, I don't know, I feel like that's the first time I've really ever heard that. Like, you mm-hmm. can tell them, like, I don't want to see this, or mm-hmm. please only show me this. Or because I have, like, I have been told, like, okay, you can kind of control, you know, mm-hmm. saying, like, okay, like, this is how open I am to, you know, this situation. Or, but I've never been, I didn't know you could really be, like, as specific as that. Like, you know, please yeah. don't show me something, like, mm-hmm. very scary. Please don't show me this. Please don't show me
yeah.
that. I think that that's really nice to have. No, I was going to say that.
I was also going to say, like, that was, like, a really good, like, way to deliver that message, because mm-hmm. I've had like similar experiences, especially when you're like working with a new spirit. It's almost yeah. like they're also overly mm-hmm. excited, yeah. so they're a little bit,
they're like, oh my gosh, word vomit.
Yes. I've totally had some experiences with a current, what I would call, spirit guide who's mm-hmm. kind of mellowed out a little mm-hmm. bit, but in the very beginning of it, it was like, please freaking stop. Yeah. Like, you're freaking me out. Like, yeah. you said, I'd be at, like, at the grocery store trying to work, and like mm-hmm. something would happen. I'm like, this is too much right now. Like, mm-hmm. I'm literally trying to work with a customer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But
yeah.
It's But it's always been like very verbal to me too, like just talk to them. Like,
Yeah,
just,
I like
just
that.
Say what you're willing to work with and not work with. Totally. Just put up your boundaries, I guess. Like also, like you said, something else I've never heard someone say is that they're also like people too, and like you have to form the relationship a little bit. I guess I never really thought about it that way. Like that you have to kind of, you know, approach them with like a, you know, let's say it's like in story form, you know, like here's the introduction. Okay, and here's the plot. What are we talking about? Okay, what do we want to talk about? And let's just close it up.
Yeah.
And let's just walk away. Like just like we're offended, like we can sometimes the ways we communicate can offend them too.
Yeah.
Very back and forth. I
think it's interesting. It's interesting. Because yeah, that is important. A lot of spirits don't have they don't have a way to know, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if they see you and you're just like that energy that comes off is like, okay, I'm open. Yeah, like I'm open.
Yeah.
I'm willing to, you know, be that person who says like I'm giving that message. Mm-hmm. Then they will come to you, and it just happens. You know, no matter what it is, or if you even want it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one approach me like while I was on the toilet.
Yeah.
Just minding my business.
Little privacy, dude.
Yes. Literally minding my business on the toilet, just like hey. Could you tell my daughter that I'm sorry about her? I love her. And I'm just like, okay.
I remember you talking.
Yeah,
to
and
me.
I was just like, okay. Message received. And I almost kind of felt like I had to sit there for a second, like I needed to wait till I was alone before I could get up and wipe myself.
Like I turn around.
Yeah. Could you?
Yeah. Can I be human for 2 seconds?
Yeah. It's like, okay, now the message has been received. You could go now.
Yeah.
I need privacy. Thank you. Just to be alone. But yeah, it does feel like sometimes that is, you know, the energy is very intrusive.
Yeah.
Not so much as like an invitation to say like, hi, can I talk to you for a second?
It's very just like, boom, just popping up, coming with a message. Like, oh my gosh, you're open. I'm just going to like, you know, give you the message.
Yes.
But one of the things that I really like to focus on is understanding that our spirit guides are there to have and build a loving relationship with us and to also guide us.
Yeah.
So I find it's like almost like a almost kind of parental relationship in a way where, you
know,
feel
that way?
Well, some of the guides I work with are a lot older or whatever.
Yeah.
So to me, they kind of feel like parental in a lot of ways where I'm like, hey, I know you care about me. I care about you too. So let's have, you know, these sort of relationships and conversations you know, what's good for our relationship. What do I need to know? Like, how can I help people versus you just kind of bombarding me with all of this stuff that like either I can't control, I can't change, or that someone's not going to give a fuck about.
Which is important.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like that
sometimes you'll get information and be like, what the hell do you want me to do with
this? Yes. It does feel kind of like random, like what am I supposed to do with the information that's been given to me at this time? I mean, and sometimes like you said, I guess it's not like an immediate, you know, something you need to know. Maybe it's just something you needed to jot down so you could look back at it later. I think that's something I am missing is really writing down more of these things that I'm experiencing. I think that a lot of my things are internalized. Maybe that's what a lot of people feel is that because they don't know what to do with it, there's no way to outlet that energy. So a lot of it is just kind of like internally trapped and we're feeling a little crazy.
Yeah.
That's me. I've been feeling a little crazy for the last like 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure like what I'm supposed to do with it or since my whole life pretty much, but how am I supposed to, you know, do anything with that? And so I think like getting into the habit of like, of outletting that, writing it down, or just finding ways to materialize it, right, would make you feel less crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've found that, like, even if it does seem like unimportant or mundane, go ahead and tell the person. Like, I got a vision about like peacocks for some reason for one of our friends, and like I was like, why? Like, what the hell does that have to do with anything? But I went ahead and told her, I was like, does peacocks mean anything to you? Because I'm seeing like a lot of peacocks for some reason. And it had some, her grandpa raised peacocks. So
it
was something like that. He wasn't passed away, but she was going through some things like being away from family and stuff. I was like,
she just needed a reminder
that
her family is thinking about her maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Which is really cool.
Yeah. Do you have like a really positive, like good experience you'd like to share? And then the opposite, like any?
Anytime I can like really connect with like a client and kind of either bring them a message that they've been looking for or give them some sense of closure.
Yeah.
I feel like that's super rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it's just like someone in passing mm-hmm. that, you know, if I receive a message for them or whatever. So that's always really great. And I like getting that kind of confirmation later on from clients. It kind of helps me reestablish that like belief in myself again.
Yeah.
As far as like bad things, I have had quite a few very scary instances that really, like you said, made me feel like I was literally losing my mind.
Yeah.
You know, physical manifestations of things that were very aggressive and very damaging on my path that like really took me away from it.
Right.
So it's been a really interesting thing, because the biggest takeaway I got from it was that I am powerful enough to control this mm-hmm. and not let it be something that controls me.
Yes.
And at the time it was controlling me versus me being able to utilize it in a way that was beneficial versus, you know, manifesting physically and kind of like hurting me in the process. So I'm not going to share too much about some of the scarier stuff.
That's probably
because I don't want anyone
right.
to
we're
like.
Not, we're not here to scare anyone.
Yeah, well, I don't want to scare anyone.
You want to be like very aware, right? That you can. That you can.
That you are powerful
someone,
enough.
Right. You can Absolutely. Encounter something very sweet, very kind, mm-hmm. Very gentle. You can also encounter things that are very abrasive, very intrusive, and a little dangerous. So just, you know, be aware that. Obviously, kind of like what we were talking about today, is just establishing those boundaries, making sure that, like, you know, you're protecting yourself, right, and that you're being very, like, distinctive about what it is that you're, you know, trying to contact out here, I guess. It can be kind of, like, especially when you don't know what you're doing. I mean, those have been most of all of my bad experiences were because I didn't have any idea what I was doing.
Exactly.
Just being a kid with other kids, thinking that it's cool to do like seances and things. And just, ooh, let's just see what happens, guys. Like, that's not really.
Yeah.
I was very naive in the beginning of my practice as well. And
same.
Like, they really knock you back into place. Mm-hmm.
They
quickly.
Do.
Yeah,
it's all well, but it's,
Right. It kind of reminds you. It kind of reminds you that you just need to, you know, be very cautious of these things.
Yeah.
But speaking of, because, you know, we're humans, right? Mm-hmm. And so all of us are going to become like the cool spirit uncle and mm-hmm. auntie that we're talking about here today. So what do you think happens like to us when we die? Like, what is the, where do you think we transcend to? Like, where do you think our ancestors are hanging out at?
I think that they're in just spirit realm. So I don't subscribe to the whole heaven and hell thing anymore. I used to. I grew up super Catholic. And I've kind of come to the realization that it's almost like, I don't know if you ever watched the movie Interstellar, where it's like just different dimensions. And that's kind of what I subscribe to, is more of like just we're in like different dimensions, so we can kind of cross over and hear one another. And sometimes the message is super clear, sometimes it's not. So it's just really us being able to either choose to come back to Earth and reincarnate in the sense of our souls are just kind of timeless and out of time, if that makes sense. I don't even know how to describe it. I just kind of look at it as like, it's like an essence that's just kind of always there.
Yes.
And so sometimes
like the energy that transfers.
Yeah. And so we are just either constantly re-manifesting as a physical being or something else on this earth, or, you know, really just kind of saying, I'm going to chill out this lifetime.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was saying. I told Merlin, I was like, if I have to come back to Earth, like if I had a choice, my answer would be no. Like I 10 out of 10 do not recommend. Like F grade, I do not want to come back here. Like please give me another option. What other universes or like worlds can I choose from? I would love to try those out a couple times over before I try Earth again, I think.
I've recently just started like working on like doing like some ancestor work. Mm-hmm. Like that's a very like new thing for me, but like a concept that I had never thought of before is that I'm going to be somebody else's ancestor someday.
Yeah.
Like that's been like a big thing in my practice now is like making sure that I'm a good ancestor.
Yeah.
Like that's
It's something I feel like we used to, that I feel like that used to be a big, like part of nurturing.
Hello.
Right. Okay. So to be your best, most enlightened self. To, right. To just be like the best, most informed entity that you could be. So that way when you're, when you're soul and spirit is ready to kind of like move into that, like,
for sure,
in between realm, right? Like, we can still kind of pass along those messages, like, you know, hey, don't do that. You know, like, like, just stay away, that kind of thing. So, I mean, let's see.
We really only have one question left, or well, it's not even a question. Like, would you like to do
a reading?
A reading,
okay,
yeah, I think I would.
Well, I mean, of course, it's Witchy Wednesday. We couldn't have you here in all of your amazing awesomeness without letting you grace us with a reading. So I couldn't let you skip past us without that, right?
All right, but just the general collective.
Yeah, yeah.
Or,
you know, like, yeah. What do you want to let us know?
Or like, what should we focus on for the week?
Yeah,
or what
do you know? Yeah, absolutely.
Ah, okay.
And so the sounds you all are hearing is her beautiful charms that she's pulling out of her cool ass crown bag, because we all know crown bags are literally the use of everything.
All right. Interesting.
Would
okay.
you mind if we took a picture of like some things?
Yeah, after it's done. Like, yes, for
sure.
Our Instagram.
Up to you,
yeah, yeah. We would love everybody to see the cards that were pulled, and they get to kind of reminisce on what it was we saw at the moment.
All right. So, two cards, both are aces. So aces to me are always opportunities, new doors opening, the energy is finally shifting.
Very nice.
And I think it's appropriate for spring coming up.
Yeah.
Right, the spring equinox coming soon. So the first one is going to be the Ace of Swords, which is always talking about that kind of mental energy. So we need to kind of refresh what we're thinking about. We need to get a little bit more clear on what we believe in. And also understanding that as much as we may deny it, as long as we connect to our personal power, that's where our truth really lies.
Yeah.
And to me, the Ace of Swords is an invitation to say, okay, what is it that you really want moving forward? Mm-hmm. And what are you thinking as far as like, what is it that you really desire and what it is that you really need? The Ace of Wands is the push for creativity. It's new vitality. It's kind of saying like, hey, this is like the seed being planted and finally sprouting, blooming. So what seeds have we planted? What things have we been focusing on? And I think that with the Ace of Swords, it kind of gives us that invitation to say, I got really clear on what it was that I wanted to plant. And now I can actually enjoy it moving forward. I think wands are also deeply associated with spring. Mm-hmm. So I think it has kind of this like beautiful kind of fiery energy in the sense of things warming up.
Yeah.
We have a lot more of like the momentum that maybe we feel we were lacking previously. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to be up to us to say, what is it that we're doing with the spark of life, basically?
Yeah.
We have a key. We have the little camper. We have a bell. And we have the moon and also a rooster foot.
Ooh, okay.
So the key is what it sounds like. This is kind of saying like, what is the key here? What doors are we unlocking? Mm-hmm. Unlocking? What things are we opening up for ourselves? And also, where does a key lie within who we are? The moon is typically just talking about our intuition. We have to nurture ourselves. We have to connect to that divine self, and also trust the things that we are picking up on and not question ourselves so much. Mm-hmm. Be comfortable with knowing what you know, just because you know it. The bell is to me always kind of a sound for alarm. So there's either something here that we're not seeing clearly, which I think really relates to us maybe not understanding our personal truth. And maybe even feeling a little bit disempowered because of the things that have been going on and how challenging it's been for us. And then the camper to me is really talking about understanding like our home is where we are, no matter where we're at. So it can also be an invitation to kind of get out into the world a little bit. You know, maybe we've been a little cooped up. and so we have this kind of drive to kind of understand that home is more of like a feeling versus like a physical place. So it's it's more of just kind of opening ourselves up and saying like we are our homes. Yeah. The bell, like I said, is that little alarm in the sense of maybe there's something that we have been feeling within ourselves that we're neglecting to kind of connect to, especially with the little rooster foot here, which is kind of saying like, what are we hanging on to? As well as I like to look at it as like, you know, are we being a little bit cowardly with ourselves, you know, chicken, you know, are you afraid of your intuition? Are you afraid of what the, what those doors will open up for you as far and also recognizing that, you know, everywhere you go.
hate when you guys look at me.
Okay.
I think that's relatable.
This is why I said that, like, I told Nancy that I'm hiring her as, like, my mentor. Like, I'm going to start,
that
like.
That was the smoothest reading.
I know. Like, you're always amazing. Like, I feel like every time that she does a reading, I'm like, it's exactly what I need to hear. Like, it's exactly what I needed to hear. And that's good because, like, you know, I think that for a lot of us right now, like, we have been feeling, like, throughout this last year, it's been stagnant. It's been traumatizing. It's been painful. It's been, like, just dark, super dark. I mean, a lot of us have completely lost in, like, the darkness and really haven't found a light at the end of this tunnel. And I have been feeling, like, since that 222 portal, it has lightened up a lot. I felt like that was something we really all needed to just really, like, to kind of like what you said, this reading, just meaning, like, you know, new beginnings, like the fresh, like, start of something. Like, that's what it feels like. Yeah. We've come out of that really gross era of whatever that was. And it's time to, like, step into this age of Aquarius. Like, we're ready to do this. Like,
the last couple of years has been a spiritual weed burning. Now it's time to grow something.
It felt like a build up. I feel like a lot of us felt that. Like, the lot of us that feel very spiritual, you know, connected to our inner beings, I felt like we really felt that build up coming. That something was happening, like something was coming, but we just didn't know what. I feel like a lot of us kept just saying, like, is it weird that it just hasn't been as cold as it usually has been? Like, is it weird we haven't been getting as much snow as usual? Yeah. Like, maybe, but I felt like we were just waiting on something to happen.
Yeah.
And now that, like, everything has kind of, like, unfolded itself, like, we're here and we're just, you know, it's time to pack that away, you know? let's forget a little bit about what we've just been through, all right? And it's time to, like, kind of dust ourselves off and get a new lease on life. Like, let's just do this, like, start over.
Yeah.
Breaking my leg has been a good, like, kind of reset, like, spiritual reset. It's forced me to, like, slow down and, like, kind of assess everything.
Yeah.
Not be at work. I'm stuck at home. Like, I literally have nothing to do but shadow work.
I think that's kind
it's
of
like
the
universe was seeing me not slow down. So it's like, I'm gonna break your damn leg and you're gonna have to slow down.
It's the bitch slap we all needed. Like, I mean, the entire world got COVID. You got COVID and the broken leg. It all hit you at once. Yours needed to be double strung. They were like, this, like, guy,
we gotta knock him down.
I knew it too. It's like I felt it coming.
But that's a part of, like, life, I think, right? Like, that's the parts that make the best parts worth living, is we have to go through the crappy parts too. So, I mean, thank you so much.
Really,
thank
you.
It's been
this
such a pleasure.
This is episode 20 too.
You're episode 20. You know, you're the star of the show, and we'd love to have you.
First guest ever.
Yay. and hopefully we'll have you again and again. Absolutely. And again and again, because you just have so much knowledge, and I love talking to you. So I just wanted to have you go ahead. Please plug your Instagram, Facebook, whatever, your website,
anything you want.
My website is www.astrologyandangelmediums.com, exactly how it sounds. And Instagram is the biggest kind of following I have there. So it's at Astrology Angel Mediums on there. And I'm also on TikTok and all that stuff, but you know, you can just kind of find me all over the place. I'm trying to do all of the things.
Yes, we will make sure to plug all of Nancy's links so you can find her. You know, support your local readers, your small business community. Like, these people are out here doing the damn thing. And Nancy is literally the most experienced reader that you could get, guys. So please make sure you hit her up. We want you all to leave us your comments. Please let us know how you like this episode. It has been a pleasure to share this with you guys, and make sure that you all find us at Heathen and the Hedge Podcast on Instagram, Facebook. You can also find us on our link tree, and then you can find everything else from there.
And we will put all of Nancy's links.
Like, all the links will be in this as well, with our link as well. And you can click through and just, you know, find whoever you need. So thank you all so much for joining us on this episode of Heathen and the Hedge. I'm Shay.
My name is Merlin.
And I'm Nancy.
And thank you all so much for being here. We'll catch you on the next one. Blessed be, y'all.
Love you guys.